Previously on the Death Saving Bros podcast. And the sun is now rising.
Now it's time to do the morning flipping of the beds.
And at that point, a knock comes at the door. And you recognize that it is Dean Tyson.
Did anything else come up last night?
We are currently sending someone to take a look at that secret lab that you say is below the inn.
Do you want us to just show you?
Very well.
I pull out from my pocket my inspector hat, my corncob pipe, and a magnifying glass. I'm ready.
So Dean Tyson leads you across campus. He winds up saying, Coach Rolta has insisted that I let you assemble a team for Pyrocross.
And I hug him.
Anyways, here we are at the inn.
Where's the owner? Bartenders.
Yeah, because they fucked us up a little bit. And not in the fun way we usually come here for.
The table slash slab that Winona was on is still there. However, the words that were written on the floor of this lab have been scratched away.
So at 9th level, a Bloodhunter gets Grimm's Decometry. You gain a supernatural talent for discerning the secrets surrounding mysterious relics or places touched by evil.
What? Since when?
This morning.
Okay, so you said that you saw the runes?
They were glowing gold, and three witches, they were chanting and casting magic on Winona on this here table. Gold aura was flowing out of her, onto the runes, onto the floor. And she may or may not have been injected with something. Milo, can I see the purple syringe?
Oh, yes, the syringe in which is for injecting. Let me grab that.
Guys, this is the same liquid in the syringes that, I mean, we obviously found within the infirmary.
And you say that Margaret, the owner of this inn, is dead. And one of the faculty members, she says, Dean Tyson, you need to come look at this. The faculty member, she takes you up to the second floor, and she pushes open the door, and inside you can see the decaying body of Margaret. Welcome to another episode of the Death Saving Bros podcast. I am your host and Dungeon Master, Paul Camper. With me today, I have Matt Smith.
Why did the paladin get fat? Because he loves full plates.
Ben Renfro.
That's what I expected from Fat Smith.
This is not going to be good.
No, it is going to be a good day. Because my womb raider is about to do what it does best.
Brad Richards.
I wish I had something to follow that up, but I don't have anything that's going to be left in the episode off the top of my head. So keep it on.
And we're going to keep on going to our final host, Brad Renfro.
Tax exemption.
Puff out your chest. Say tax exemption.
Say tax exemption.
Tax exemption.
All right, you ready?
Is that a SpongeBob reference?
No, that is a Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition reference to our horribly transitioned podcast. Hey,
you want to know who else is tax exempt?
You know who else is on a baby?
We are, because we make no money.
On this, our 5th edition actual play Dungeons & Dragons podcast.
You know who else is on a weenie hunt and don't think they don't know how to weed them out?
Well, gentlemen, thank you for coming back to record another episode with me. This is our 122nd rendition of the podcast as a whole. It is the 22nd episode in this Arcshine series, and let's go ahead and get right into it. Last episode, our student adventurers, Manny, played by Ben, Milo, played by Brad Renfro, Dixon, played by Brad Richards, and Thad, played by Matt Smith, all finally got a long rest. I'm pretty sure Brad made a joke before the episode that it had been like 12 episodes since their last long rest, which is actually pretty close to true. They went a long time, a lot of fights, on little to no health or restorative magical energy. So they finally got their rest, except for Manny, who had a bad dream. And then in the morning, they were met by Dean Tyson, who took them back to the site of Margaret and Mabel's attack, where there was the secret entrance to the underground lab. And when they went down there, they looked at the runes that they had discovered once before, and Dixon was able to gain a little bit more information using his magical abilities about what might have gone on down there, especially since the entire room had been cleaned out and there was no evidence left. However, in the upstairs room of the inn, they did discover the desiccated and decaying and very, very smelly body of the original innkeeper, Margaret. So clearly there is some tomfoolery around. And that is where we are going to pick up today. So Dean Tyson says, as he holds his hand over his mouth, "Oh, God, that is awful. That's, who, is that Margaret?"
"Damn, that's a dusty bitch."
"Thad, you shouldn't say such things about the dead."
"I mean, am I wrong?"
"She needs to moisturize.
Got some dry skin."
"Well, as you can clearly see, her skin has straight up sloughed off her bones, so I don't think she has skin left."
"Rubbed it raw, ripped it down to the bone. Nice."
"Does anybody know cure wounds?"
"Milo, you're our healer, for one. For two..."
"All right, what? I'll try it."
"For two, I do know how to heal some, but we're not healing that."
I'm gonna stuff some good berries in her mouth.
"The ones that..."
"Pardon?"
"Your fox poops out?"
"Yeah."
"So you're gonna put Toby..."
"Yeah, no."
"Directly on top of her mouth and just shake him a little bit and let some good berries fall out."
"No, I'm not going to have a pet flame spirit actively poop into somebody's unconscious mouth. That would be gross." "Well,
I don't think they're unconscious. I think she's dead."
"Well, she has no consciousness."
"Well, not with that
so,
attitude."
I mean,
at this point, cure wounds will not help this poor woman.
I mean, hey, I'm a scientist.
I'm an ivory alchemist.
"What, have you speak with dead?"
No.
"Didn't we just..."
No. "I'm just gonna say, I could tell that she is dead. Dead. She is dead. Beep boop. Dead." That was from Margaret.
"Didn't we just dead. See her, though, like the other day or yesterday morning, however long ago that was?"
Last night?
"Yeah, actually, you guys would have seen her just last night."
"At approximately 8 p.m., maybe, according to our timeline. Does she look like she's been deader than 8 p.m.?"
"Yes, she looks like she's been dead weeks."
"And I just brought that fact to light."
"So we saw her last night."
"When the fuck did we go to the bar?
And when the fuck did we get ice cream?"
"Well, we went to look for you because you were unconscious, because you went ahead of us."
"Oh, I would say about 9 o'clock.
"Well, clearly..."
"So, Dean..."
"Yeah, clearly she's been dead a while. And, Dean, didn't you say you also frequent the bar here after hours?"
"Well, I,
"He did say that."
"Yes, I suppose I did."
"And haven't you seen maybe Margaret here in the past? She's obviously been dead many weeks here, which would be before the semester even started."
So they're cloning. There's like, definitely two of her, just like there's two of the Dean. Lydia.
"Do you see where something's not adding up here?"
"Well, clearly there's something not adding up."
"Good, he's a mathematician too."
"We have a dead body on our hands. And as much as you claim that Professor Fackham was to blame for breaking a vase and..."
"Oh, well,
he did do that.
The vase, yes, but let us be clear again. We we were never trying to say Fackham is responsible for anything. We were never trying to say Dean Livy is responsible
except
for anything.
Except for the flower vase."
"Yeah, Fackham's definitely responsible for that flower vase. But outside of the flower vase, we weren't saying anybody's solely responsible for anything. We were just saying there's weird things going on that may or may not involve them."
"Or may."
"So at this point, you have no further evidence of any pointing to any one person about what might actually be going on?
Well, not snippy with us. You didn't know shit.
Not with clones or shapeshifters around.
I can point to four of them specifically.
I mean, look, there's a whole lot of coincidences going on.
Coincidies?
Coincidies.
These nuts?
These nuts?
Got him!
Fucking got him!
I shell up like Thad.
That was fun. That was fun.
We all gather very close fucking around Manny nerd. And then just jump into him going, oh!
Look at this guy. He's a nerd.
Guys, stop it. Anyways, so yeah, a lot of coincidences going on that seem to repeat involve faculty members, but we don't have hard evidence that says it points to any one person. There's just been multiple things that don't add up. But regardless here, I mean, you're right. We have a dead body on our hands and a secret lab and
tunnels
and runes and everything else going on. So
a missing student.
Yeah.
Winona.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, wait, yeah.
The supposed love of your life.
Yeah, wait a minute. Yeah, no, Winona's missing. Her lab sheet was signed.
By the dean.
By the dean, Livia.
Who was somewhere else at the time.
Who was also somewhere else at the time. We fought demons in the hallway.
Right. Falcon Livia.
I don't know what else this man's looking for.
Well, also there was the case.
So what do you want us to do?
Have we also filled in the fact that Fackham sent a student to meet him in the basement and that student ended up in the infirmary? I don't know if that has anything to do with
After
anything.
After Milo attacked him?
Did we mention we found a Nothic in the basement?
Well, no.
Oh, yes. I remember hearing something about that Nothic.
Have you seen my arms? Look at these scratches.
Well, we'll hunt him down eventually. I think right now the most important thing is to protect the students here at the Arkshine.
Well, and obviously the barmaids, too.
Apparently the bar owners, too, but there's nothing left to protect because she is dead.
What about Margaret? Mabel? What about Mabel?
I don't think he ever saw Mabel.
Who's Mabel?
That's the other fucking part. Exactly. Fucking eyes are black.
Just because someone has black eyes does not
no,
make them.
No, you ass. Not like their eyeballs had no fucking... They were black. There was no white. She's one that... She didn't even touch me.
They were spooky.
She picked me up with her mind powers and shook me like a dog. No, she's how I got knocked out in here. I guarantee if we go down the hall into another room, there's going to be a hole in the wall because I jumped out of it. I was locked up in one of these rooms. There's a hole. From my person.
There's a hole.
Why did I jump out of the wall? Why did I jump through the wall?
There's a hole in the side of
the
wall.
I was standing uncomfortably close over you.
Oh, yeah.
Your newly conscious body.
That's right. You tried to stab him. Or you did stab him.
I stab a lot of people.
You stab me in the fingy.
including myself. Yeah. So, hole in the wall from my body.
Anyways, Tyson, what do you suggest the next thing we do is?
At this point, if you don't have any more information, which I'm not saying that your information is bad. I'm just saying that we must let these things play out.
I point to the wall.
You students have done as much as you could to help our investigation. I suggest that you focus on your studies. Let us handle all of this.
You're shitting me, right?
Respectfully, though.
Respect. All due respect.
As nice as it would be to try to ignore what all is going on to go to class and stuff, I'm afraid that, you know, with all this information coming out and us kind of saying all this information in front of everybody, kind of afraid we might be a target or, you know, something might happen to us and, yeah, it's going to be hard just to go to class and try to, like, learn basic stuff for the final and everything when all of this is going on. So, I think we're kind of in it, but I don't feel safe, necessarily.
Well, the Arkshine is one of the safest places in all of Ralvaria.
I mean, obviously not.
And I point at the ground.
Sure. That's what they said about Hogwarts, and look what happened. I mean, like...
Right. Hogwarts?
I just point to the hole in the wall.
Safe. Dead body. Hole.
No, 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 it's fine, guys. We'll just be careful here. We'll, you know, as long as we stick together and get everything ready, we can, you know... I'm sure we'll get through this, but I think what we should do is leave right here at this time and go somewhere else.
Milo, are you high?
Are you a stroke?
No.
Are you stroking over there?
No, I am a little hungry. I mean, I
think he's... Check his eyes!
What time is it right now? Is it close to lunchtime?
I think he's halfway stroked.
They're bloodshot as fuck.
I think it's like 9 a.m.
Yeah, I didn't have my breakfast yet, so I need to, you know, we should get some food.
That's true, you haven't eaten yet.
We just looked at a dead body. And you want to eat.
You gonna finish that?
Dean.
Yes.
Your investigation so far kind of relies on us four. As much as I hate to say it, we're kind of still in the middle of this thing. And the fact that you don't know who Mabel is kind of alarming. Because that's the one who knocked me out. That's the one that knocked Trimpy over here out. No. He knocked the turtle out.
And then I had to try to carry the turtle.
And you had to try to carry the turtle. Yes, correct.
Didn't work.
So he knocked she, with the black eyes, knocked me out by looking at me, and knocked the giant tortoise over there out by looking at him. That's a problem, sir.
Can you tell me where they have gone?
I was knocked out and then went through the wall. As you can see by the opening the size of my person, that's how we got out of here.
This is magic college. You're a wizard. Cast a fucking spell.
Yeah, I don't... Well, yeah. I don't know where they went. This is Margaret. We saw Margaret.
We know where Margaret went. Yeah.
Well, no, this Margaret... We saw a Margaret. It wasn't this Margaret, because this Margaret was dead when we saw the other Margaret.
How do we know that you're the real Dean?
I guess that's fair. Considering everybody's kind of somebody else these days, you know?
Everybody just wants to be somebody.
I don't even know who I am these days.
How do I know that I'm the real Milo? Guys, I'm having a crisis.
To your point, Thad, this is a wizarding college, and it is fair of you to ask, why don't we just cast a spell? We cannot overtax the surge by willy-nilly casting spells left and right.
This doesn't seem willy-nilly. It seems kind of important.
You're right, if you would have let me finish. That being said, this is important. As soon as I mentioned speak with dead, if you didn't notice, my assistant, the young woman who alerted us to this body, ran off to find someone who could cast speak with dead.
I can cast revivify.
That only works within a minute of the person being dead. She is deader.
More dead.
Oh.
Dead.
Beep, beep.
He is dead.
That's for Margaret.
Sorry.
Who is dead?
I'm here to learn about magic more, so I still have some stuff to learn.
That is why we're in school. But no, you know what? Dean, that was a good call. I do want to hang around and see what the dead has to say.
We take a short rest.
And I pull out my bedroll, put it down right in this room.
I'm going to spoon up next to her.
Here's an idea. Dixon Cider. Sorry, I just want to say your name. You had brought up Mabel, right?
Yes.
I wonder...
See the board.
Yeah, I see it. I wonder, since my character is so good at smell and spelling things, if you have or can find something in this room that she touched, maybe I can pick up her scent like a bloodhound and find her.
She was downstairs.
But yeah, but like... Didn't she touch something behind the bar or something like that?
Well, they probably touched something in the room that I broke out of. Well, that we broke out of.
I don't even know if I could do it, but maybe if I, you know, I'm good at smelling.
I'm a really good sniffer.
You could also potentially locate object or locate person.
Sir, we're more focused on the man elephant sniff, the sniffer
wait,
here.
Wait,
sir, do you understand I have keen smell and keen. I never get to use it?
Does somebody here know locate person? Because that...
Or rather, locate creature.
That would be super helpful, because there's specifically creatures we are trying to locate.
Wait a minute.
No, I don't.
Is it... I don't know if Mabel was a fae, fiend, or undead.
Right now, she's dead, dead.
No. Not Margaret.
The ones that attacked.
Mabel.
Hmm.
Is that information that you should have known?
Because I can track them.
Well, then he needs to tell you.
Mabel, as the DM, let me check what she was. And what ability or spell are you trying to use?
Hunter's Bane. Well, basically, it's just advantage on checks to track them. Intelligent checks to recall info about them.
I can turn into an animal that can track them.
Guys, I can smell her.
He's got a...
if you give me a chance.
I'll sniff her. Sniff her real good.
Well, sniff it. Let me ask you this. How would you plan on tracking her? Or what information would you want?
I would look to recall if there was anything specific about her that would point me in the direction to know what she possibly is.
Did you guys, like, cut her at all? Was there any blood? Could she have left a blood trail?
I didn't even hit her. I got knocked out as soon as I, like, looked at her.
I shot one of them multiple times. I don't remember.
If you put bullet holes in her,
was there
might be a blood trail.
Was there black ichor, as it was described? Was that them?
Black ichor?
Itcher.
You could potentially go look for it. I'm sure that there's some blood. You guys were fighting pretty feverishly. But for Dixon, if you're just trying to kind of piece together what Mabel might have been, you have advantage on that check.
I mean, then I guess like
do
if
it,
we
do it, do it, do it,
go
do
downstairs
it, do it.
And find more stuff, it would kind of make a different question at that point. Be able to track that way. Sure.
I would probably say at this point, if you were just trying to think about, okay, Mabel had black eyes, she was able to fight and she looked like that or whatever, you would be doing a nature check.
Right now it's nature?
Yes. Right now it's a nature check, if you're just thinking about it.
Well, the best of both of them is a 10. What's that going to get me, sir? Wasn't my finest rolling, I'll tell you. But the alternative was a 2.
You think that she is one of the witches in your dream?
She's a dog.
She's a dog?
She's a dog. All right, well, that does absolutely nothing for me. I could have jumped to that conclusion as a blind man.
All right. Well, yeah, so why don't we just wait for Tyson's person to come back with the guy who could speak with the dead?
So while we do that, can I go downstairs
and try to track?
Well, just have a look-see.
Yes. Let's go ahead and go track or do some investigation while we're waiting for the speak with dead cleric to show up or bard.
Cool.
Good. We're going to sing to the dead body.
Naturally.
Right. Love that.
Well, I haven't been in this room before. So I guess if we are investigating, I'm going to start looking around.
Why weren't you in this room? Did you abandon your team and trying to get some ass?
Trying.
With a clone?
Yeah.
Or a shapeshifter?
I did not succeed.
Mm.
Very disappointed. We've been over this and I have apologized to you guys.
Mm. Was I unconscious for that apology?
No. You were...
Was I there?
It was a team meeting.
Mm.
I said, I'm sorry.
Mm. But did you mean it?
Yes, I meant it.
But did you die?
Especially, you know what? Again, I'm happy I didn't do it because it wasn't even her.
Oh, you're happy you didn't do it now. Okay, I see.
Yeah, because it wasn't her.
So you lied to Thad.
Look.
That's really what I'm most upset about.
I know, Thad. Look, I wanted to talk to you about it separate from the team. I just...
Oh, now
sorry.
You guys want to have personal discussions. You just said we're a team.
We are a team. Dixon Cider, we are a team. Sorry.
Don't you say the Lord's name in vain.
I'm sorry, guys. Look. But, again, it's a good thing because it turned out to not even be her in the first place. And who knows what the real creature actually looks
about,
like.
It's not about what's on the outside. It's about what's on the inside.
Yeah, but what's on the
Maybe
inside
Dixon.
Was a fraud. Yeah. Anyways, that's why I wasn't here. We know this.
Just clarifying for the viewers at home.
But I guess when it comes to things that I would want to investigate or look for, it would be blood trails or smells.
Thad would like to go downstairs to where he popped several caps into Margaret? Mabel? Whichever one I shot.
The one we're trying to track.
Well, it would have been a fake Margaret, so I guess trying to track her too.
Yeah, so you could track either one of them.
Yeah. Whichever one I shot, there should be some blood nearby.
Okay.
Hopefully.
But yeah, and I guess in conjunction with that too.
In conclusion.
Guys, is there anything else here that she would have possibly touched?
The bar. She was cleaning a glass, wasn't she, when I came up the stairs?
Do you remember what she was cleaning it with? Like
a rag?
Like a rag? That'd be great.
It was over by the bar, I think.
Well, I'd like to go sniff that rag by the bar.
Paul, tell me if I'm wrong, but when I came up the stairs from the back room, they were like cleaning. She was cleaning at the bar.
Yes, that's what they were doing.
I just had like a stroke and had a fucking epiphany of a memory that was so suppressed in my mind.
I'd like to wild shape into an animal that smells better than an elephant can.
Whoa. Wow.
Guys are going to have a sniff off.
Whose nose is better?
Yeah.
Okay, what are you wild shaping into?
Want to look at the deans, but you want to put some money on this?
What can smell better than an elephant? Let me look at that real quick.
And Dixon Cider. While I'm sniffing rags.
A great white shark, apparently.
If you turn into a great white shark in the middle of this room,
we have to just carry you around.
Just like holding him, like, all right, which way next?
Is the only reason a great white shark can smell good is because it's in the water?
But it's good at smelling blood, you know? Like miles. Well,
in the water. Like, yeah, if the shark was just in the fucking air, obviously it's not going
to
smell
shit. I'm
going
to turn you a bear.
I put out my jar of honey to distract you.
God damn it.
He goes mental.
I go
on the
right
top of the honey.
I'm incapacitated.
Put out a full gallon of it.
Okay, you transform into a brown bear, which has keen smell, which is advantage on wisdom perception checks.
Yeah, that's exactly what I have. We both have keen smell now.
Yeah, but according to the internet, bears can smell better than elephants.
Okay.
Says who?
This is Ralveria.
Says the internet.
Says ye old testament of Ralveria.
And Dixon, while we're sniffing and looking at blood wounds, you found this secret room in the first place. Maybe there's other secret doors from here.
No, I think there's one. I just go in the basement, just turn it over, just drop everything.
I guess while we're waiting for
the
clairvoyant to show up.
I can go downstairs and look. If you guys find blood or anything, let me know. I might be able to help track it.
All right, what kind of skill, what kind of role is this?
Those of you that are looking for blood trails or scents in the room, go ahead and give me a perception check. And Dixon, you're going down into the secret lab to look for additional secret doors?
I'm going into the wine cellar where the door is to see if there's any other doors.
Okay.
Leading to other secret areas.
You can give me a perception check as well.
Can I use investigation?
God damn it, Ben, with the questions.
Hey, fuck you, Ben. I rolled a 27.
That's a good roll.
Wow, what do you have?
I have plus 8.
To perception?
Yup.
He's the stupidest perceptive person.
Can I use investigation? Because I'm investigating.
I see everything. I don't know what it is, but I see it.
I understand none of it.
No. So the difference between the two is perception gives a broad picture or discovery found within the scene, while investigation focuses on interpreting the clues found within a perception check.
That made nothing clear.
That's fine. He pretty much said, no, Ben, instead of plus 8, you get plus 1.
Go
to this
fuck yourself.
But that's fine. Milo did significantly better than I would have done either way. So I rolled a 10. I'm tired, you know. My nose isn't what it is on a fresh rest.
Ben, do you have an inspiration?
No.
Take inspiration, because I like the reasoning you gave for your poor perception roll.
Because he was up late last night playing whack-a-sack.
No, I was up all night with fucking night terrors, for one.
He dreams about Winona, and you know that really distracted him from sleeping.
Just beaten sack.
It wasn't those kind of dreams, guys. Look, and the funny thing is, I rolled a nat 20 here, but it's still lower than yours, because I only get plus 1 and not plus 8, so.
Oh, you went and used your inspiration right then and there?
No.
No, he rolled a nat 20 originally.
But he couldn't. Not. He still could not smell better than I.
Would you roll a 19? Well, yeah, you had
to. Yeah, actually, now that I think about it, why the fuck would I burn that inspiration right then and there?
Oh my god, you did?
Well, wait, I thought Paul was pretty much just telling me to re-roll.
Oh my god.
Like, he said, go ahead. He's like, do you have inspiration? I said, no. He's like, take an inspiration. So I was like, oh, okay, I'll take an inspiration roll. But, like, I didn't think to just, oh, I could save it. I thought you were pretty much telling me to use inspiration there.
So you had bad judgment because...
Clearly you are not well-rested.
Yeah.
So have another.
All right. You don't have inspiration anymore, but you got a nat 20.
Better fucking smell something in the air.
Hey, you smell
I can smell it coming in the air tonight.
You smell dead body from upstairs.
Thad would like to just let one just rip. While both of them are just sniffing.
All right, so Milo, you find the rags that are behind the counter, and they smell like cleaning solvent, but they also have a whiff of decay on them. And then, Manny, you discover spots of blood speckled on the ground and on top of the bar from where these intruders, these Margaret and Mabel characters, were fighting. And you can see that they are a very, very dark blood. It, you know, blood when it seeps into wood and it dries, it does dry darker. But this is, like, straight black. It's not a dark, deep maroon.
Very nice.
Okay, and do these lead, like, is there a sort of trail to follow here with these things?
With the rag, no. You can't pick up a hint of decay
anywhere else.
Yeah, that it's been too long for that scent to still be around, except for upstairs. There's a ton of decay coming from upstairs.
Makes sense.
But there are speckles of blood that lead down into the wine cellar, which leads us to Dixon. And Dixon, you were down there trying to find any additional secret doors. Why don't you give me what your role was?
He's separated from the group again. He's going to get jumped again.
She's not going to get me again.
I'll cut that bitch's eyes out. Cut me down to my prime.
Roll to 18.
You do not find a secret door.
He gets jumped again. We'll just call down, hey, Dixon, don't respond if you're fine.
I guess I would have to roll again if I were to ask if I find anything out of place from where the first time we were through here. Well, I was through here. Not the time that we just came back with the Dean. The first time I was here.
Yes.
Because I didn't specify that I was looking for that as well.
Yeah, I would make that a separate roll in this case.
So allow me to roll again. 13. Not great.
You notice that there's a keg missing from one of the racks.
Don't worry about it.
Interesting.
But yeah, so Dixon, you did not find a secret door, but you did see that there's a keg missing. And as you're looking at the dusty spot, or the lack of dust, where one of the kegs is clearly missing, down the stairs comes Manny and Milo, and probably Thad, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Who are looking at the ground, trying to follow some specks of blood.
Hey, guys. What do you know about a missing keg?
Nothing, don't worry about it. Thacken, probably.
Okay, that's fair. So I immediately know that they took it.
So that no.
That immediately just crosses that off my mind as anything even remotely suspicious.
Could be in Milo's pocket.
Only if it was full of honey, because I'm a bear.
Yeah, do I know? Is he still a fucking bear?
I'm still a bear.
Okay, so a bear just comes wilding down the stairs.
Is it a bear with Milo's face? Like,
that would be fucking haunting.
And is it on fire like Toby?
No, I do not become Toby.
Well, I feel like at this point I'm used to everything that's... I got knocked out
by
being
looked at. Hey,
Dixon,
we found a bear. All right, let's keep moving.
Okay, well, there's a bear. I know it's him. Like, at this point, I woke up to a jaguar in my pants. Okay. Nothing bothers me.
But you also did see him turn into a bear, Animorph style.
I did see that?
Yeah.
I did see that. I knew he was a bear.
It was a panther that went into your pants, not a jaguar.
Know your cats, man.
Dixon.
Not now, I'm processing information. Can't you see?
Dixon, snapping in your face right now. Come on.
I try to cleave his hand off.
I dodge. I ready to dodge action before I came down here.
That's what you have to do before anyone approaches me.
Yeah.
Ready to dodge.
Let it be known that any time that I'm approaching Dixon, like, to get closer to him, I always ready a dodge action.
All right.
Have you seen any speckled blood down here?
No, the only thing I noticed with that was Milo took a barrel.
A barrel.
Oh Christ. Yeah. Panther barrel. All right. No, I did not find any blood.
Gotcha.
Did you find blood?
Yeah, we're following this here blood trail. Just didn't know if you've seen it anywhere else, but I'm going to continue to follow the blood trail.
Can I look down and see the blood that was eluding me right in front of my face?
Well, you weren't specifically looking for it, but now that Manny has pointed it out to you, you can see it, and you might think that this would be a great time to put your survival skills of tracking to the test.
Can I use Hunter's Bane?
To get advantage on the survival check? Yes, you can.
Are we rolling again because we're still tracking?
Well, so before you guys were just looking for the blood, but now you're trying to track it farther.
So are we rolling?
Dixon's rolling.
I have a thing. Because I'm a blood hunter. This is blood. I hunt blood. Specifically. I pull out my hand axe and try to interrogate the blood.
Where is it? Where do you go? Who do you know? Where are your people?
Who bled you? Whose orifices did you come from?
Who hurt you?
There, there.
Are you from a bullet wound? Do you know this turtle?
Just holding up a picture of that to the ground.
I'm in shambles. Okay, will a 19 do anything for me?
You're looking at the blood, and you're looking where it came from, and you look where it's going, and it goes straight down into the lab room.
You should join the team, because you're a track star.
I thought we were in the lab room.
No, we're in the cellar, where they have a radiator, and they tie people to it.
Are we going to keep following this?
Of course.
Yeah. I'm a blood hunter. I'm hunting the blood.
I'm just going to watch him do his thing and all.
Okay. So he goes down into the secret lab, and the specks of blood get farther and farther apart as you're going, but you are able to follow it back into the tunnel that leads towards the arc shine.
I would like to pull a longsword and a hand axe.
How much farther would you like to track the blood?
That's the thing, guys. We could continue following this,
or we can go wait for the
go back and wait for the dead to speak. We know it at least goes this far. I mean,
I don't. Like, it might be like when a animal, like a panther, perhaps goes into like hunt mode. Like we might not be able to stop Dixon.
Well, I'm just saying, like, do we actually think we're actually gonna find the very end of this? And oh, there's Mabel sitting there, like bleeding. Like I don't.
Also, Milo, you're a bear. You can't talk.
Bear. Brr. What kind of bears you know that go brr? Obviously bears go bear.
Bear, bear, bear.
There you go. This guy's a bear.
Well, I did say that out loud to the group about like how like are we actually gonna follow this?
Yep.
Or should we go back?
Bear.
Bear's with me.
Bear.
Bad.
Turtle.
Elephant.
And the elephant goes twoot.
Emo.
Bleed. Bleed, bleed,
bleed. Bleed. Yeah, blood, blah, 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 blood, blood.
Blah.
Blah.
Elephant.
I would like us to be in a case study for ADHD. This would be impressive.
All right. Bear. Thad, it looks like Dixon, Cider, and Bear are going to continue to follow tracks. Do you and I want to go back and communicate with the dead, or should we stick with following the tracks with the guy who has his nose to the ground and a bear?
Well, there's a few things to consider there, namely turtle.
Elephant. Or I guess I should say Loxodon.
Don't you cuss on this podcast.
Loxodon.
Watch your mouth.
Yeah, I guess for all we know, this blood's like, you know, half a day old at this point. So, could go anywhere. So, probably best to just, I guess if they want to stay on that, we can go upstairs and talk to the dusty bitch.
All right, then,
we'll meet you at the dorm room in 2 hours. If we're not there in 2 hours, there's a problem.
I was going to say, you can try coming back up. I mean, I don't know how long we're going to be up there with Tyson, but, I mean, yeah, worst case scenario.
Dorm room in 2 hours.
Dorm room?
2 hours.
2 hours. Cool. Good hunting.
Now, for all those of you that are Wicked fans out there, good fortune witch hunters!
Yeah, not me.
What the fuck is Wicked?
Yeah, I don't know.
Wait, ain't that the... This is a Disney motion
popular.
Picture.
Popular. Boop. Gonna be popular.
All right, you breaking into a song is not going to help me specify which Disney motion picture you're talking
like,
about.
What the fuck is Wicked? And Paul starts singing. It's like, yeah, that helps.
It's not Disney. It's Broadway.
Are you shitting me?
Do you think that man has ever seen a play?
I did one time. It was Othello. It was for college credit.
Bear.
I think I left that play early and I wrote my thing on like the first half of Othello. I was like, yeah, I'm good.
Hello there, one and all. You know me, I'm Paul, your friendly dungeon master, and this is the midroll. This will probably be the shortest version of the midroll that I'll ever do. All I'm going to say about the various things that we have going on outside of the show is that you should check them out. We have tons of extras at patreon.com/deathsavingbros. We have merchandise available on redbubble.com, and it can all be found simply by searching the name of our show. All of our social media is under the username Death Saving Bros, so feel free to reach out with any questions or any time you want to chat with us. And if you have been enjoying the show, please consider leaving us a review on your app of choice. Any and all ratings and reviews are appreciated. But if you do listen on Spotify, a 5-star rating would be a huge help there. I know for a fact some of you have already gone and added your rating from the last time that we asked, so a big thank you for that. And some of the other people that I am always going to thank for their support are our patrons. Those who have joined our Patreon at the $5 tier get a shout out at the end of the show. But the following individuals have pledged to support us financially at the $10 tier or higher. So they get their supporter shout out right now. Ryan Cushman, Gene L. Jackson, and Gavin Knox. Thank you all for your support. And like I said, extremely short. Without further ado, we now return you to your regularly scheduled programming. Okay.
Anyways.
I guess then we will go ahead and split the party. And
splitting parties! Woo!
The smartest idea.
Dixon and Milo will go ahead and continue on down the path towards the Arkshine with the plan of meeting up at the dorm room in 2 hours if all else fails. Meanwhile, Manny and Thad go back up into the main inn area just as Dean Tyson is gesturing up the stairs for some of his faculty members to go with him. And he sees you come up and says, "Ah, boys, yes, it's perfect timing. We have our speak with dead individual, if you wouldn't mind coming with me."
Yeah, perfect, cool. Hi.
We do.
Perfection.
And he pays no attention to the fact that half the group's not there. Paul, you lose inspiration.
So you guys go up the stairs and you're all crowded in the doorway of this room as you see Dean Swiftprints in her purple outfit and side undercut leaning over the dead body, and she starts singing in a quiet voice.
Oh, here we go. Paul's typing in, looking up lyrics to certain songs.
That's it's okay. Important to note, Dean Swiftprints is on the school smoke shows list.
Yeah.
So you hear the murmuring lyrics of Dean Swiftprints, who is a bard, slowly getting louder, and then you hear, "And if you're evil, I'll forgive you by and by, cause I would die for you. Darling, if you want me to, I would die for you. And then suddenly Margaret snaps up and her dead face just rocks back and forth, looking at all of you, and her one eyeball that is still somewhat there just kind of like oozes out as it's suddenly been disturbed and runs like goo down the front of her face.
Hot.
And her mouth moves. Yes. That at that point, Dean Swiftprince turns and says, we have 5 questions.
What, this is our interrogation?
Well, no, you're not there, thankfully. Otherwise, that would have been a question.
Bear.
All right.
That would be my question. Bear.
Dean Tyson turns to you, too, and says, okay, we only have 5 questions, so make sure that you're okay with the questions that I ask before I ask them, okay? Okay.
I slap Dean Tyson.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Come on.
Statements only until the question is asked.
Yes, that was my bad. I apologize.
You're supposed to be the better than us here.
I am not a necromancer, so I apologize. Anywho, I plan on asking what she saw before her death.
Good.
Do that.
Margaret, what did you see before you died? The corpse turns its head towards the voice of Dean Tyson and says, I saw 3 horridly disgusting looking women. One of them cast a spell on me, and then I was dead. Okay, well, that wasn't very helpful.
It could have been helpful, because it lets us know that there's 3 people potentially working together. So,
we should ask her exactly when she died.
Very well.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Yelling from the tunnel. Aye.
Bear.
Margaret, when did you die? I died the day before first term began. It was in the evening as I was closing up shop and patrons were gone.
Great. I think one thing we could ask is what she would know about the 3 figures or witches, and if they may have said anything about who they are or what they are doing. I guess all in favor of that say aye, or if you're not in favor of that, say nay. Because I am not sure if that is the right question that we should be asking. Just helping to give ideas.
If only we had 5 full questions.
Dean Swiftprince nudges you and gives you a wink.
And also, I think it would be great if our dear faculty members had any ideas or suggestions, because this is also something that is probably important for them to know, since somebody died on the campus.
I already asked my first question.
Go to hell. You asked too.
We could ask her if she noticed anything unusual from any of the faculty, specifically deans, beforehand.
Why specifically deans?
You know why. Come on, do we have to go through this again?
Oh, you mean because of your accusations against Dean Livia?
I mean, are they accusations, or are they just us pointing out weird things?
Agreed. We have never accused anybody. We have simply cited moments that were coincidental.
Very well. So you want me to ask her if she heard anything before her death, and then you also want to know if she noticed anything specific or suspicious about the deans? Personally, I think that the first question is better than the second.
I guess we could also just do a broad. Did you notice anything weird before that?
Yeah. They gotta ask what information she has on the three creatures, or if she would know where to find them. Could be questions, or where they came from.
We could ask her, and I glance down at Dean Tyson's footwear. What are those? No, I don't say that.
These are my Crocs.
They're my slippers.
He is wearing those, like, clogs, the sandal clogs. Okay, so Dean Tyson just says, ah, I'm asking the question I want to ask.
Suspicious.
Choo-choo.
What did the witches or women say before they killed you? Did you hear anything out of the ordinary?
They said, we're gonna kill you.
The women did not say anything before they killed me. And to answer your last question, I did hear outside the door before I saw these three enter. I heard the words, make it clean. I can't be found out. Something, something. Emperor, something. And then I died. And as soon as she finishes speaking, Margaret's body collapses backwards.
Man, it'd be great if we had another question to decipher the voice.
Dean Tyson also fucked us. You're at the top of the suspicious list, Dean Tyson.
You broke the flower plant.
Blows past Facum and Dean Livia for that.
I just want to stare at Dean Tyson with just a giant frown on my face. Just a cartoonishly curved frown.
But anyways, Tyson, Swift Prince.
It's Adele Swift Prince.
Yeah, what do you make of that? And what that emperor might have meant.
Dean Swift Prince says, it's strange to think.
Yeah, it is, just period.
And really,
think it is hard.
I don't like using my brain.
Usually fuck myself up when I think too, guy. Better choose your next fucking lyrics wisely, sir.
She turns to Manny and says, you know all the right things to say, but do you honestly expect me to believe that?
What? That she died? Yeah, that's clear. Plain as day to see that she died.
No, 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 no.
What? There was three witch thingies, which kind of adds up to what we've been looking at as three shapeshifters potentially here. That adds up. And the murmuring outside the door seemed pretty clear, seemed believable. I don't think she could lie about that, can they? When you ask the dead questions, do they lie potentially?
I won't lie. It's what keeps me coming back, even though I'm terrified.
Yeah.
Cooked right now.
No, I feel that. Like, I guess if I had the ability to talk to the dead, it would be terrifying, but you'd get thrilled that you would keep doing it. But like,
yeah.
I'm sure that's a lyric in some song.
But I mean, again, just curious. You know what? Tyson, what do you make of this?
Dean Swift Prince turns and says, I ain't got too much time to spare.
What are you doing otherwise? There's a dead barmaid here.
It's a battle I cannot fight.
So you're just tapping out? You're giving up on the school?
I know that's wrong, but I want to have fun. And she leaves.
What does she do here?
Is she real? Was she the real Dean Swift Prince?
Tyson, what the fuck does she do here?
Oh, was it Dean? Oh, God.
I knew by the way she parked her cart sideways. It wouldn't last.
Dean Tyson says, she is an odd one at that, but she is a fun time around here. She is quite the performer. Anywho.
Are you guys hooking up?
No.
Oh, nice. Low bones.
Not my sort of style.
Oh, my goodness.
Anywho, I think that there is some nefarious person behind all this.
No shit.
I don't know what emperor means, but clearly it is someone that needs to be discovered.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do. Now, again, I'm not sure. You know, somebody who seems to have plans and they're like, hey, gotta be hush-hush. We gotta be quiet about this so I don't get found out. You know, doesn't seem like it's more of, it doesn't seem like it'd be a student or anything. It seems like it'd be a professor or dean or something. But yeah, I guess if you don't make anything more of it right now, I think that, yeah, looks like there's a leader, and then there's three shape-shifting witches of a sort.
Yes, I concur.
Great.
But as I was saying from the very beginning, perhaps you should just go back to your dorm rooms and wait while we finish this investigation. I understand you feel like you have a target on your back, but if you stay within the Arcshine, only go to your classes, there will always be a teacher around, and if not, you'll have each other.
I mean, that's what the dead students in the infirmary did.
That's a great point.
That's a good fucking point.
And guess what? They all died together.
Huh. I guess you have a point. Also, my voice goes all over the place. I don't know which is the correct one.
Because you're a shapeshifter.
Anywho.
You did it.
I don't know what to tell you, boys. I think you will have to just wait this one out, and the deans and I will come up with a better solution to keep you safe.
Look, Tyson, last thing I'll say is, we're here, we have information, use us. Use us in your investigation. Like, look, of course, I could go to class. We could go to Pyrocross. We could, which we will.
Actually, we can't. I mean, I'm out of here. Bear.
Bear.
Use me hard.
Look, obviously, we can go about our day-to-day, but with the information we have, the involvement we have, plus, you know, we're not dumb students. We definitely have something to bring to the table here.
Well, yeah?
As Thad's got the 1,000-yard stare.
We're not dumb students.
I'm real good at the magic.
Just one eye closes as a...
The other one drifts.
I think it would be best to use us in the investigation, you know, if there's something we need to look into and, like, bring information back to you, or if, you know, you figure something out to run it by us, even just because we might be able to help piece some more things together, because obviously we've experienced a lot, and again, we're definitely thinking a lot about this. So that's all I'm trying to say is, don't just ignore us and tell us to go back to our day-to-day. Just, like, let us help.
You are our top informants and our best leads, so if we need any additional help, we will be sure to contact you. However, I do think that your studies are important. And at this point, there is nothing more that we can do, because clearly, Margaret was not a very good dead person to talk to.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I thought you said not to speak ill of the dead.
Well, that was before she gave us little to no information.
Good fucking point. What about, is there anybody else that we have... Thad, is there anybody else that we believe to have died because of these things?
Well, there was...
All those dead students, that was presumably the sickness, right? That wasn't...
There was Lee who didn't die. What was his name? Lee?
Liang?
Liang.
Liang.
He didn't die, but he almost died, but I think we confirmed that was Milo, so maybe we could scratch that one off.
Did we talk to Tyson about the eye that he woke up with, or no?
I thought we... That we mentioned a lot of things.
At least, yeah, we at least revealed that he woke up with an eye. And everybody's like, yeah, that's fine.
Perhaps you can go do some research on your own. Meanwhile, I will do my research.
Tyson, I'm just trying to think if there's any other dead people we should be talking to that might be more helpful.
If you think of one, you let me know.
That's what I'm trying to do right now.
I think, for now, scoot. Go back to your dorm.
Scoot. Wow. The condescension.
Wow. I don't appreciate
this
that.
From the guy who blew our first question.
As he says that, he motions to one of his faculty members who starts kind of like herding you out the door.
Herding us? We're a giant fucking turtle and a giant fucking elephant.
I stand still.
We do absolutely nothing and they can't do anything.
They're just saying things like, come on, boys, come on, let's go, let's go, come on, let's go, boys, come on.
I just look at them.
I mean, that's fine, Thad, why don't we go try to catch up with Bear?
Yeah, I guess, how long did that take?
20 minutes.
I guess we could just try and catch up to them rather than just go sit in our dorm for like
an hour and a half. 40 minutes and wait for them. And like when they said meet, we could go to like right back down the stairs and try to find where they went.
We hustle.
Okay. So you go hustling after Milo and Dixon. Meanwhile, Milo and Dixon, you have been craning your neck looking down at these bloodstains, trying to follow them down the corridor. At one point, you wind up coming across the hole in the ground that was the monster that you didn't have time to fight before. And then you wind up coming across the hole in the wall where the Grick was hiding out. And the bloodstains are getting fewer and farther between, but you do eventually get all the way back to the Arkshine, at where you go through the secret door that you had put a window patch over. But this time you're on the side where there is a lever, so you're able to just release the door, you swing it open, and you're now inside the surge room, the basement of the Arkshine. At that point, what would you like to do?
Bear.
Good luck on this one, Dixon. Because you're just going to have this man just saying bear over and over again while you try to figure this out. You're going to be having conversations, just bear, bear, bear.
Well, he's a bear, so.
Yeah, I'm just saying good luck.
What are you wearing, bear? Bear.
That's hot.
She sounds hideous. She's a bear, so. So there's no more blood.
You're now in a dark space and none of you have dark vision.
But what does my light vision tell me?
Bear.
Do bears see at night?
The bear does not have dark vision listed, so we're going to go without that.
You're telling me in the surge room it's dark?
Yes.
Light switch.
Pull the lever, crunk.
Right? Way easier when I had light, dark vision. Hey, bear. Can you turn not a bear?
Can I turn into a panther?
What good is a panther gonna fucking do?
I'll be back to Milo. I'll unshape.
You could do that the whole time?
Bear.
Is that Milo saying bear?
Yeah. Sorry, I... hairball. Bearball.
You mean to tell me that you were a bear this whole time?
No, it was the bear, yes. I had to outsmell the elephant.
But the whole time we were walking, you were a bear.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't have to be.
It's not exactly comfortable to transform and like to hang out as the animal for a little while.
We'll come back to this later. I certainly want to figure out what's going on here. Not really, but we'll figure it out. Do you have anything of a light source in those pockets?
Oh, Toby!
Yeah, that'll do.
All right, and Toby poofs into existence, and what shape is Toby taking?
Can he be a bear?
A bear.
You just see a bear cub start rolling around.
Okay, and now the trail of blood?
Give me a perception check to find where the blood has gone.
21.
Okay, with the light of Toby, you relocate the blood trail, and you are able to follow it over to another wall.
Damn it, I don't have the hole patch.
Who's got the hole patch?
The elephant that's no longer in the room.
Fucking elephant. Alright, what do we got here to work with?
Is it like another exactly the same thing where there's like a pipe that leads and it's just in a wall?
You think Witch Bolt will blow a hole in the wall?
For Witch Bolt to blow a hole in the wall, I don't think that it would do the damage that you're looking for. As for looking for a pipe running through the wall, there is no pipe running into the wall where the blood stops.
If I touch the wall, is it just an illusion?
It is not an illusion. It's solid.
Okay.
Can I look up? Is there any blood up the wall?
There is no blood up the wall.
Can I tell Toby to go look around for a minute and come back with some answers?
Cheat code.
Sure. Toby goes off and you're now in the dark.
God damn it.
That's okay. Because
I don't think I have anything that could put a hole in the wall.
Can I check the blueprints of the school grounds?
You can't see the blueprints because Toby ran off.
Can I just pull an incense or a lighter out of my pocket? A candle, if you will.
Is it lit?
I'll light it.
With what?
A surge.
With this matchbook he has in his pocket too.
I also found this jackhammer.
Sure, I'll let you have a candle and a match in your pocket. And you light it, and you're looking at the blueprints. And as you're investigating the blueprints, go ahead and give me an investigation check. And meanwhile, I have Manny and Thad coming out of the secret tunnel from the lab. They're jogging in, and it's up to you two how out of breath you are.
We're both athletes, so not at all.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, it's a light jog, wasn't it? Was it a sprint? And it really wasn't that far either.
Just down some stairs and basically it.
He's an elephant, not a diabetic.
Cheers.
Brad, that's offensive to all of our listeners with diabetes.
Diabetes.
And our host with diabetes.
No.
Pain. Sorry. Cheers.
No. The other type.
The other type. Your type's cool. Fuck the other guys, though.
So what was the roll on the investigation check?
It was a 19.
All right, a 19. You locate the section of the basement that you're currently in front of on the blueprints, and there is no door there. However, as you're like cross-referencing some things, you recognize that directly above you is a walkway that leads northwest on campus and towards some other buildings along the way.
Oh, well, can I put on my fancy walk on anything slippers and go see if there's blood up on the walkway?
Dixon already looked on the wall. There's no blood.
I mean, it's a creature. It could have like a 16-foot vertical for all we know.
Okay. Yes. You put your walk up, your slippers, and you start walking up the wall, taking the candle with you. So it's now dark. Manny and Thad, you see a light that suddenly starts moving vertically, and it is Milo's face glowing in front of it. And then you see what looks to be a flaming bear cub frolicking around the basement.
So the normal bullshit.
Yeah. Hey guys,
usually I would like to light a torch.
Usually people
no
would have questions.
No need, Thad, because my staff that I have can shed light from it.
Oh.
So no worries. It is one of my infusions called Radiant Weapon. Not only do I get +1 to attack and damage rolls, but I could use a bonus action to shed a bright light in a 30-foot radius and dim for another 30 feet. And I can extinguish the light as a bonus action if I would like to as well. It has 4 charges.
Hey, can you want to bring that radiant shaft over to me?
So, the tip of my spear, not my penis, but my actual spear, shines 60 feet of light in here.
Nice. All right, so you make your way over to Dixon?
I can see.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. So I head over. Dixon, what are you, why are you sitting here in the dark? And why is he up there?
We followed the blood.
Nice.
And he's going to look up there for more blood.
And, Milo, do you see more blood up there?
Do I see more blood up there?
You do not see more blood up there.
Nope.
Can I...
Great.
Use some of that light to look at this eye pennant?
I mean, sure. I mean, it's 30 feet radius of bright light from around me.
Well, I don't want to take your light without asking.
I mean, just as long as you're standing by, but it's cool.
Okay, thank you.
Great. You guys thought about... Wait, so there's like a walkway in the air above where we're at right now? Like,
that was my understanding.
We're standing this way and there's like a catwalk above us.
That was my understanding.
No, so I meant like outside of the... on the grounds of the campus, there's like an arcade, not a video arcade, a architectural arcade where it's a covered walkway that just extends away from the Arcthanium towards other areas of the campus.
Yeah, I thought there was just like a catwalk above us.
Me too. I was
I
like,
think everybody thought there was a catwalk above us.
It's perfectly natural for something to just, you know, some weird creature can just like walk over here. It's like, I'm just, you know, I'm going to lose their trail and just jump 12 feet in the air.
Yeah, see, my thoughts were maybe they were walking along the catwalk and the blood you guys were following, like, dripped from above and, like, they were up there. But, gotcha. So blood ends here. There's a wall in front of us, just like before. Should we try going through this wall?
Yeah, if you got that window.
Yeah, window wall patch.
The window for the walls.
I'm not allowed to hold on to.
So the sweat drips down my balls.
All these bitches crawl.
All these witches crawl.
Yeah, so I'd like to pull out the window wall patch or whatever we decide it was called.
Window patch.
Just remember to specify exactly the latitudinal and longitudinal coordinates in which you're placing this patch.
Right. I recall from last time we went to place it and Paul's like, but how are you placing it?
But where?
Stud.
How far high? Like, what is...
Like 3 inches? Like, we spent 20 minutes debating it, and Paul's like, ah, you see, you put it on the wall, and there's, like, a foot of it's covered by just nothing. We're like,
All right.
Take it off and move it over 5 inches.
All right, you're good. Why didn't you guys just do that in the first place? Yeah, fuck us, right? Yeah, so I take out the window patch, and, you know, about maybe 2 feet off the ground, directly in front of me. Slap that bitch vertically on there.
Okay. Just for the sake of time and not to be a dick, I'm assuming you're standing in front of the blood stains. And
yes.
Oh my god.
Yes. No. Just a
random wall.
Here's good.
And you don't have to assume it is a wall in front of us, not the wall next to me.
All right. Well, you slap that patch up on the wall, and we'll find out what you discovered next week on the Death Saving Bros podcast.
I'd like to place it higher than anybody else in my party can see into.
For the sake of time, we're ending it.
For the sake of time, I grab my trunk and I stick it 8 feet up in the air and just place it there, away from the blood patch, of course.
I can fly.
And he can walk on walls.
That's a good fucking point.
We could all find a way to make it through.
We're very resourceful, except for
we're just
progressing the campaign.
Yeah, we're going to put it 13 feet in the air just so we can get a little running start and leap through it just to make it a little challenging for everybody. Right, Paul? That's what we would do. That's why you have to question where exactly we're putting it, just so we're not doing dumb shit like that.
Exactly. But if you listeners have been enjoying the stupid shit that our players do and want to hear more, then head over to patreon.com/deathsavingbros to get access to bloopers, conversational recaps, extra episodes, and more. We hope that you're enjoying the show, and we're looking forward to having you back next time. If in the meantime you would like to keep in touch with us, we are on social media at Death Saving Bros. I am personally available at HB Camper.
Yeah, I'm at Benfro15.
You can find me at Ima_B_Rad.
Oh, follow the Reddit.
You can find me on the PlayStation Network as FATT-Smith.
And to all those of you who are listening in your cars, in your homes, or wherever you may be, keep saving those death throws, and we'll see you on the next one. This episode was made possible by our patrons. The following individuals have pledged at the $5 tier. Tad Corsi. Thank you for your support. Some of the sounds and background music in this production are copyright material. The song, The Dangerous Dole Olivia, is by Ivan Duke. This track is used with permission. All rights reserved.